Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
It's estimated that at least 12% of all children in the United States have disabilities or special needs. For their parents, that often means a lifetime of working to get the care appropriate to meet those needs. A new book tells that story from the parents' perspective. It's titled, My Baby Rides the Short Bus: The Unabashedly Human Experience of Raising Kids with Disabilities. The book is a collection of essays about having a child with special needs. Some of the writers were in Boston this weekend to read from the book. We have these excerpts.
As many people have told me over the past few years, my son doesn't look special needs. There are other kids in the pages of this book whose lives will probably be more difficult than his. Thinking about these kids is supposed to make me feel blessed or lucky. It doesn't. It makes me feel rotten for thinking the life with him is so difficult, and it makes me feel angry that I'm supposed to believe that special needs is a gift. The Iraq War started the night before my son's second surgery. I had been vaguely aware of the buildup to the war as something I would probably be very angry about if I were living in the same world as everyone else, but we were waiting for more surgery. He was not quite 3 months old. We shared a room with another little girl who was in heart failure and on the transplant list. She was watching Dora the Explorer on her TV. I remember watching scenes of invasion, bombing, and destruction, but instead of the endless chatter about how short the war would be and how we were saving the Iraqi people from a terrible dictator, the soundtrack was the beep-beep of the machinery with occasional alarms as his pulse ox dropped back into the 60s. I kept glancing over at Dora and her giant eyes, and at the little girl, staring wide-eyed herself as her mom curled up next to her in the bed. This is not a blessing. It is not a gift.
A few months back, my next-door neighbor, Anna, mentioned that she was co-teaching a graduate-level class in social work at Hunter College on autistic spectrum disorders. Would I be interested in speaking to them for maybe 45 minutes one evening? Oh, would I ever. I talked about how there is no aspect of our lives that this doesn't affect, how I don't even think about certain aspects of the accommodations we've made anymore. Of course it takes two people to brush my son's teeth because he has such extreme oral defensiveness. I told them. I didn't sign up for any of this when I got pregnant. I thought I was just having a baby. Increasingly, I feel as though I am drowning, not waving. Burnout, becoming depressed and unable to do what must be done and failing my kids, frightens me so terribly that I cannot allow myself to even think about it. Part of maintaining the balancing act is never, ever, ever looking down.
We're normal folks who happen to have elaborate emergency kits in our cars and diaper bags and have our hematology team on speed dial. Normal with medic alert bracelets. Normal, 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 normal. I mean, has the word lost all meaning for you yet? Because it really has for me. What is normal? Is there a real standardized concept that we could point to and measure ourselves against? And if we can find this normal on a map, can we drive over and throw a brick through the window? I simply cannot understand how this normal is a useful concept for anything other than exaggerating how difficult difference can be.
Writers Ziva Mann, Sharice Ingram, and Stephanie Sleeper, who were in Boston this weekend reading from the book of essays titled My Baby Rides the Short Bus: The Unabashedly Human Experience of Raising Kids with Disabilities.